It's late in the afternoon on election day when 22-year-old Ronald Corder climbs a ladder to post a going-out-of-business sign across Courtney's Jewelers in Warsaw. Owner Louis Courtney has been in business the last 42 years, and he's one of the many merchants in the Northern Neck to close during the recession.
All of the industry in the Northern Neck has left. Business is nowhere near what it was a year ago, 2 years ago.
Last night, before the polls closed, Democratic candidate Nicholas Smith talked about the uphill battle for people living here to work locally.
It's very hard here to raise a family, to have a middle-class lifestyle here, because you have to work in Richmond, you have to work in Fredericksburg or points north.
Ranson said she'll be working to stop businesses like Courtney's from going under and to get a new workforce trained for technology jobs.
My plan is to make sure we have no more job loss and no more businesses shutting their doors. We have an incredible facility that's being built right now in King George that's going to work directly and very closely with the naval base in Dahlgren, and of course with a lot of technical jobs. And then we've got the technical center in RCC that has a great workforce development program.
At his shop, Louis Courtney finishes sizing a watch he just sold to a longtime customer. He remembers when there was a Levi Strauss plant, an Elastic plant, and a dozen Menhaden processing plants. He doesn't believe the Northern Neck will ever have the kind of industry that once existed here to support merchants like him. And while the going out of business sign is up, he doesn't plan to close right away.
Now my target date is the 10th of March, when I'm going to lock the front door for good. I have enjoyed it. The people in the Northern Neck, the greatest majority, have been very nice.
For WCVE News, this is Pamela D'Angelo in Warsaw.